All right, we'll begin unless someone else has a someone else. Okay, before we begin, well, Brad, let me thank you each one for joining us this morning. So we'll start beginning prayer to God. Father in heaven, we're grateful for your Son, the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the one who came into the world. We're amazed that when we think of sin came into the world, but we're also amazed when the Son of God came into the world. So we thank thee for this. That's a blessing out one, each one here. I think some are traveling, some are away, some cannot be with us. For some reasons, we ask a blessing on each one and the needs that are represented. So we just commit ourselves into thy hand, asking for thy blessing in the name of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And again, welcome to us this morning, this evening, wherever you are. And we'll just read from the Bible. It is our source where we get all of our information.
Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat at babasahin po namin ang Biblia na kung saan doon po namin lahat kinukuha ang mga impormasyon.
So there are a few, three or four basic readings I'd like to read. And we're going to start with pretty familiar readings that we want to look at. First is John chapter 3 and verse 16.
Ang una po nating babasahin ay maaring familiar na po kayo ay sa John 3 verse 16.
One second. In English, or most of you would know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Tagalog po, John 3:16. Sapagkat gayon na lamang ang pagsinta ng Diyos sa sanlibutan na ibinigay niya ang kanyang bugtong na anak upang ang sinuman sa kanya'y sumampalataya ay huwag mapahamak kundi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
Okay, and this is speaking about the love of God. I'm thinking that who God loved, that is that he loved the whole world. He doesn't exclude anybody.
So, amin pong iniisip yung pagmamahal ng Diyos. Sinasabi po dito kung sino ang iniibig ng Diyos. Hindi niya po binibigyan ng tuon ng pansin ng isang tao lamang, ngunit binibigyan po ng tuon ng pansin ng ang kabuuan, no? Ang buong mundo.
Not only does he love the world, but he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Hindi lamang po na dahil mahal niya ang sanlibutan, ngunit dahil sa kanyang pagmamahal, ibinigay din po niya ang kanyang bugtong na anak.
So here we have the who the God loves. Now the second reading is in Romans chapter 5.
So yung nabasa po natin ay sinasabi po doon na ang pagmamahal ng Diyos. At ang pangalawa po ay sa Romans 5 verse 8.
Romans 5 verse 8 says in English, "But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us."
Sa Tagalog po, sa Romans 5 verse 8, sapagkat ipinagtatagubilin ng Diyos ang kanyang pag-ibig sa atin na nang tayo'y mga makasalanan pa, si Kristo ay namatay dahil sa atin.
I'm going to read verse number 7 first and then verse 8 because it's a contrast of the love of God with the love of man, perhaps.
Kababasahin po natin ulit ito, ngunit isasali po natin ang verse 7 dahil ito po ay ang pag nagsasabi ng pagmamahal ng Diyos sa kumpara or sa kabila ng pagmamahal ng Diyos sa mundo.
Verse number 6, 7, it says, "For scarcely or hardly, for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure or possibly for a good man, some would even dare to die or risk their life to die for. But, however, God demonstrates or commends his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, while we were sinners, Christ died for us."
Sapagkat sa verse Romans 5, 7 and 8, 7, sapagkat ang isang tao'y bahagya ng mamatay dahil sa isang taong matuwid. Bagamat dahil sa isang taong matuwid, marahil ay may mga has mamatay. Verse 8, datapwat ipinagtataguyod ng Diyos ang kanyang pag-ibig sa atin, na nang tayo'y mga makasalanan pa, si Kristo ay namatay dahil sa atin.
I'll read another verse here about the love of God, and it's in 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 9 and 10. First John 4, verse 9 and 10 reads the following in English. "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him." It's much like John 3:16. Verse 10, "Herein is love, not that we loved God," in fact, we considered him an enemy. "Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins," or the satisfaction or the payment for our sins.
Basahin ko po sa Tagalog sa 1 John 4, verse 9 and 10. Sa verse 9, "Dito nahayag ang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa atin, sapagkat sinugo ng Diyos ang kanyang bugtong na anak sa sanlibutan upang tayo'y mabuhay sa pamamagitan niya." So, ikinukumpara po ito sa John 3:16, or maaaring makikita niyo po ang kahalintulad nito sa John 3:16. And verse 10 po, "Narito ang pag-ibig, hindi sa tayo'y umibig sa Diyos, kundi siya ang umibig sa atin at sinugo ang kanyang anak na pangpalubag loob sa ating mga kasalanan."
Verse number 19, it's just a short phrase here. It's about Christians. It says, "We love him because he first loved us."
Sa verse 19 po, ito po'y tungkol sa mga Kristiyano po, sa mga naligtas. Tayo'y nagsisiibig sapagkat siya'y unang umibig sa atin.
And so, if there's no reason for God, for God to love us, but he just loves us.
Wala pong dahilan ng or rason ng ang Diyos upang tayo'y mahalin. Ngunit, siya po ay pag-ibig, kaya mahal niya po tayo.
So I want to go back to the first verse that we read is John 3 and 16. And it's very familiar, and it's very good for you to remember this and memorize it. And it's the fact that God loved the world.
At babalikan po natin ang nabasa po natin sa John 3:16. Makakita po natin na sinasabi po doon ang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa sanlibutan.
Not that God just loved the world, but God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hindi lamang po dahil sa mahal niya po ang sanlibutan, ngunit sa kanya pong pagmamahal ay siya po ay ibinigay niya ang kanyang bugtong na anak upang maging ating tagapagligtas.
Why did He give His only begotten Son? He gave Him because there was a need represented by us. We have a need to be of not perishing because we are going to perish.
Sinasabi po doon, bakit niya, sinabi po ni Dale, bakit po niya mahal ang mundo o mahal ang kanyang sanlibutan? Dahil ang sanlibutan po ay may isang pangangailangan. Ito'y isang pangangailangan na hindi po natin makakaila o kailanman mareresolbahan. Ang pangangailangan po ay tayo po ay mapahamak. Tayo hindi po mapahamak sa kasalanan.
And there's a very possibility if a person is not does not have eternal life, everlasting life, that they will perish.
At meron pong posibilidad na kung hindi po natin makakamit ang buhay na walang hanggan, ang tao po, ang kaluluwa, ang tao mismo po, ang kaluluwa, ang buong pagkatawa ay mapapahamak.
And will perish because of our sin.
At tayo po'y mapapahamak ng dahil sa ating kasalanan.
Will perish because we are sinners.
Tayo po'y mapapahamak dahil tayo ay mga makasalanan.
We are sinners and we sin against God.
Tayo po'y makasalanan at tayo'y may kasalanan sa harapan ng Diyos.
And if we perish, we will never be in heaven.
At kung po tayo po'y mapapahamak, di po tayo di po natin masasusumpungan ang buhay na walang hanggan o ang langit.
Our sin has separated us from God.
Ang kasalanan po natin ay siya po ang naghihiwalay sa atin, sa ating Diyos.
Our sin, we cannot do anything to cleanse ourselves from our sin.
Wala po tayong magagawa upang malinisan po natin ang ating kasalanan o mabura ang kasalanan ng ating pagkatao o ng sarili natin.
In fact, there's only, if you want to get to heaven, there's only one way you're gonna get to heaven.
Sa katunayan po, meron lamang isa pong paraan upang tayo'y makapunta sa langit.
If you don't have this one thing, then you will perish and go to hell.
At kung hindi nyo po ito nakamtan pa, ito po yung mga kapag isa po, ito po yung dahilan na hindi po tayo makakarating sa harapan o sa kaharian ng Diyos.
And what is it that we need? We need the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ano po ang kailangan natin? Kailangan po natin ang ating Panginoong Jesus.
Our need is represented, I'm going to turn to Isaiah 53 and read how our need is represented and how our sin. Isaiah 53 and verse number 6. Isaiah 53 and verse number 6. In English it says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Babasahin ko po sa Tagalog sa Isaiah 53 verse 6. Tayong lahat na gaya ng mga tupa ay naligaw. Tayo ay tumungo bawat isa sa kanyang sariling daan at ipinasan sa kanya ng Panginoon ang kasamaang nating lahat.
Here's our mention.
Sorry.
So here it says that we are like sheep and we've all, it says, all we like sheep have gone astray. It includes everybody.
At sinasabi po doon na lahat po ay naligaw. At ito po ay ang lahat ng buong katauhan ng mundo.
Not only have we all gone astray, but each one of us has turned to his own way. We have turned everyone individually to his own way.
Hindi lamang po ay tayo ay naligaw, ngunit yung mga kasama po natin o yung mga kakilala po natin ay ang buong kasangkatauhan po ay naligaw o nawala ng landas.
And if we are not found, the Bible calls us as terms of his lost, and if the Bible, and if we are not found, then we will be lost forever.
At kung hindi po tayo mahanap, tayo po ay mawawala ng tuluyan or maliligaw ng tuluyan.
And if we are not forgiven of our sins, we will perish in our sins.
At kung hindi po tayo, hindi po mapapatawad ang ating kasalanan, ay tayo po ay mapapahamak dahil sa ating kasalanan.
That's why the second half of John 3:16 is so nice, but it brings out the fact that we can perish.
Kaya nga po yung pangalawang kalahati ng John 3:16 o yung kabuuan nito, yung pangalawa po na bahagi niya, ay maganda po, ngunit sinasabi po doon na tayo po'y mapapahamak.
That's why God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That's why He sent Him. It was for you.
Kaya nga po, binigay ng ating Panginoong ng ating Panginoon, ng Ama, ang kanyang buktong na anak dahil para sa inyo.
It was for you and it was for me that He sent His Son so that we don't have to perish.
Ito po ay para sa inyo at para din po sa amin upang tayo po hindi na po mapahamak.
Have you ever realized that you're a sinner on the way to hell?
At kami po ay tatanungin kayo, naisip niyo po ba na ikayo ay makasalanan na patungo sa dagat-dagatang apoy sa impyerno?
Everyone who has everlasting life has had a time when they trusted the Lord Jesus as their own personal Savior, and they went from perishing to not perish.
At lahat po ng mga nakasumpong na o nailigtas na po ng ating Panginoon Jesus, natanggap na po nila ang ating Panginoong Hesus bilang kanilang tagapagligtas, ay may pagkakataon na kung saan naisip nila, narakamtan nila, na-realize nila na ang Panginoong Hesus lamang po ang makakapagligtas sa kanila sa kapahamakan patungo sa buhay na walang hanggan.
Perhaps I should rephrase that. In verse 18 it says, not condemned or condemned already. We have gone from being condemned in our sins, guilty and condemned in our sins, to not condemned.
So ito sinasabi po sa verse 18, yung mga hindi nahatulan at mga nahatulan, ay mga hindi sumasampalataya ay hinatulan na, ngunit ang sumampalataya ay makakasumpungan ng pagliligtas.
You know, individuals have a love for each other. Their relationship, for example, husband and wife, mother and daughter, and mother and son and father, etc. We have a common relationship with each other. But when it comes to God, it's much different. We are not like God, and God is not like us. But God loves us even though we are sinners.
Meron pong pare-parehas na taon ang pagmamahal ng tao so sa ama at sa asawa at sa kanyang sa asawang lalaki at asawang babae, sa ina at sa kanyang anak, o sa na babae o sa ina sa kanyang anak na lalaki. Ngunit ang Panginoon po, ang Panginoong Ama, ay may pagmamahal na hindi maihahan tulad sa pagmamahal ng tao.
This is what I like about Romans chapter 5 and verse number 8. It says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us."
At babasahin ko po sa Tagalog sa Romano or sa Romans 5 verse 8, "Datapwat ipinagtatagubilin ng Diyos ang kanyang pag-ibig sa atin, na nang tayo'y mga makasalanan pa, si Kristo ay namatay dahil sa atin."
Each one of us who are saved can understand that the Lord Jesus loves me and he gave himself for me. And we can say that God demonstrated his love toward me, and that while I was a sinner, Christ died for me.
So bawat isa po sa atin na naligtas ay ipinakita ng Diyos, ipinaramdam ng Diyos, ipinakita niya sa kanyang salita at sa Biblia ang kanyang pagmamahal, ang kanyang pagliligtas sa mga taong makasalanan. At sa mga nakasumpong dito, makikita po natin na ang kanyang pag-ibig ay binigay niya para sa atin, para sa tayo hindi magkaroon ng hindi mapahamak, ngunit magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
Now, where was this love of God on display?
At saan nga po natin makikita ang pag-ibig na ito?
It was on display on the cross of Calvary when the Lord Jesus took our sin, and we read that, we just read it, that the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all.
So, ito po'y makikita po natin na panahong ang Panginoong Jesus ay namatay sa krus at sa Kalbaryo, nakita po natin ng kanyang buhay ay pinagkaloob niya para sa atin.
Never was there a display of love such as was on display at Calvary.
Ito po ay ang pagpapakita ng kanyang pagmamahal na hindi po maikukumpara sa kanino man. Wala pong maikukumpara nito sa lahat ng mga nagmamahal sa atin. Ang Diyos lamang po ang nagbigay o nagpakita nito ng buong pagmamahal o totoong pagmamahal para sa sanlibutan.
He suffered at the hands of men physically.
Siya po ay nagkaroon ng matinding matinding paghihirap na naranasan niya sa krus ng Kalbaryo.
We read that, but he suffered at the hands of God as well.
Ngunit siya rin po ay nagkaroon ng paghihirap sa kamay ng Diyos Ama.
We read in 1 Peter 3 and 18, "Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God.
Okay, let me read.
1 Peter 3 and verse number 18. Now I'll say it again. Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God.
Sapagkat si Kristo man ay nagbata rin minsan dahil sa mga kasalanan, ang matuwid dahil sa mga di matuwid, upang tayo'y madala niya sa Diyos. Siyang pinatay sa laman, ngunit binuhay sa Espiritu. There we go. Thanks.
But there's another thing I'm going to finish up with, and it must be accepted. Love must be received.
Ngunit ang panghuli po natin ay ang sinasabi po doon na ang pag-ibig, kailangan po itong angkinin o kailangan itong tanggapin.
For there to be a relationship between two individuals, it must be received. So what happens is that when individuals are married, one cannot just love the other. Both would be reciprocal in their love for each other.
Ngunit sinasabi po doon na ang pag-ibig na po ito ay kailangan tanggapin. Katulad nga din po ng pag ang isang tao ay kinasal, ito'y may kasamang pag-ibig. At kung sinasabing ikakasal kayo, ibig sabihin tinatanggap ninyo ang pagmamahal ng bawat isa.
One more verse and then I'm done. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. And it's just the last portion of the verse. Paul, he wrote on many of the letters in the Bible, the epistles. He wrote this. At the end of the verse, it says this. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
Basahin ko lamang po yung last phrase o yung panghuling sinasabi nito.
This is the last.
Ang buhay na ikinabuhay ko ngayon sa laman ay ikinabuhay ko sa pananampalataya. Ang pananampalataya na ito sa anak ng Diyos na sa akin ay umibig at ibinigay ang kanyang sarili dahil sa akin.
And so, did you know that God loves you? Even though you're a sinner, not deserving of God's love.
Alam niyo po ba na ang pag-ibig ng Diyos ay iniibig kayo ng Diyos kahit kayo ay makasalanan?
You know that God loves us when we are sinners, not when we're like God. God loves us when we are sinning, actively sinning against Him. And He displayed His love at Calvary when He bore your sin in His own body on a tree.
Ang Panginoong Diyos po ay minahal po tayo. Kahit ang buong pagkatao natin bilang makasalanan ay minahal niya tayo. At ito'y pinakita niya nung sa panahon na namatay po siya sa krus ng Kalbaryo na kung saan pinagbata niya ang ating kasalanan at siya'y namatay para sa atin.
Just one more verse. John 3 and 16. For God so loved you, or for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Basahin ko po muli ang ating unang binasa sa John 3 and 16. Sapagkat gayon na lamang ang pagsinta ng Diyos sa sanlibutan na ibinigay niya ang kanyang bugtong na anak upang ang sinuman sa kanya'y sumampalataya ay huwag mapahamak kundi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
Thank you so much for your kind attention. And then we'll close in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for thy Son. We're grateful for the one who loves us and loved us and gave himself for us. And we'll sing unto him eternally Thank thee for this hope we have before us. But if there's any who are not saved, who have never received the love of God, we pray that they'll realize that they were a sinner and then bound for eternal destruction, and they'll claim the offer of salvation offered by the Savior himself. So we ask thee for help for each one, and ask if there's any not saved, that they will be saved. Just commit ourselves into thy hand. In the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.